All right, we are going to be leaving that song because Pastor Chuma is already joining us on the line. Pastor Chuma, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very, very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Great to have you here on the show. Welcome. We're going to be speaking to you about repentance today. And of course, this time daily this week until Friday, you're going to be giving us some of the lectures as we're going to be asking you some questions and educating us and the listeners about the question of repentance. And of course, it's a question we have to wrestle with as human beings. It says, what is it that I must do to be saved? Considering the situation in which we find ourselves as sinners who are accountable to a holy God. Getting the answer right or wrong is a matter of life and death, really. And so this week, together with you, we want to delve into the very critical matter of repentance. What is it and what it has to do with our salvation. So, Pastor, let's kick off this afternoon by wanting to understand, what is repentance? How do we characterize repentance?
It's a simple but difficult question to answer, that one. Simple because we it's all over us. We know that repentance is simply sorrow for sin. You regret the fact that you are a sinner now. And then when you regret the fact that you are a sinner and you realize that you cannot on your own change the status quo, you need a savior who can save you from your sin. Then you turn back from the route you are taking, which is the route of sin, and turn towards the route of a savior who can assist you, who can help you out of that situation. So you begin by being sorrowful, but you know what? I don't like this. I don't want to be where I am. I don't want to be in the route that I'm in. I need someone who can assist me to take me out of this situation. Then you find a savior who says, okay, I am open. My hands are open and I'm willing to help you. Then you turn, give your life to that savior. Then we can call you a repentant sinner.
Interesting. Now, what would bring a person to that very point, the point of repentance?
The Bible says what? How would people know if you've not preached to them? So it's our responsibility as friends, it's our responsibility as church mates, it's our responsibilities as human beings. Now, when we were created in the likeness of God. And then Adam and Eve left that likeness of God and went into a sinful state. In short, giving our power of choice to the devil. Now, the devil has control over us. In short, when you are born in sin. But you don't know that you are in sin. You need to know that you are in sin. Someone must speak to you and tell you that you are in sin. Someone must speak to you and tell you that what you are doing is not right. And then when you have heard that it is not right, and then you also agree that it is not right, then you can turn from that route and give your life to Jesus.
Very, very interesting. Can this repentance be fake? We've heard people saying, that one has had some fake repentance. Is there such a phenomenon?
You know, we can call it fake, but in the context of because we want to believe someone has repented, because we want our friends to know that we have repented, we want people around us to know that we are better people, then we can fake that to them. But you cannot fake anything. You cannot fake a repentance to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You cannot fake a repentance to God himself. You can only fake it to me. You can only fake it to another person. Like you said, it's a whole week program. So we are obviously going to go through the processes of repentance
to
a point where we can say this person has been accepted by God. So I don't want to preempt tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and the other days. So I just want to try and focus on the issue of definition and the fakeness and the like. So yes, there could be fake repentance. There could also be fake repentance, not fake, but maybe if you are mistaken, you think this is the way you should do things while you have no, that's not the right way.
That's lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, how do we then, differentiate, if we can, between repentance as a concept and confession?
And confession. Now, when you are sorrowing about your sin, the Bible says he is, and then someone tells you about Jesus, who is willing and ready to help you out of your situation. Then the Bible says, if you confess to him, then you are forgiven. He also says, he's righteous. If you go to him, he's righteous and faithful to cleanse you from your unrighteousness. So confession is a simple matter of going now to Jesus and telling him who you are. My Lord, I have been a sinner. My Lord, I've been doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I haven't known this and that. So now I give my life to you. I confess. So you are telling him all your history. You are telling him your situation. You are telling him where you are, where you currently are, where you want to be. And the like. Now, that process of confession and the like is a part of the process of repentance. Mm-hmm. Because like we said earlier, you are sorrowing. You are regretting. And then when you regret, you sorrow. It's not good enough to just say, "Oh, I hate what I did." Then you stop there. You need to beat Christ and tell Jesus your situation and tell him your problems.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. So you, when you tell him of your problems, what follows is a changed lifestyle.
Yes. What follows is a changed lifestyle. You have admitted, the first thing that you need to admit is that on your own, on my own, we cannot make it. On our own, we cannot do it. So we need to hand over our situation to Jesus himself and give him our lives and give him our hearts and give him our situation. I always laugh. You know, earlier when I said it's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. I always laugh because, you know, when I'm preaching to a sinner who's walking to church from the village, drinking beer and smoking alcohol, and then I get to church and I tell him that, you know what, now when you accept Christ as your personal Savior, he begins to live in you, and then your life is changed. What happens is when he leaves the church premises, or even before he leaves the church premises, he's going back home. He's going to start feeling like he wants to drink beer. He's going to start feeling like he wants to smoke. So it's not as if magic happens in his mind or in his head or in himself. He might remain having the same things that he wanted to do. He might want to steal. He might want to rape. He might want to kill because he is human. He needs to remember the fact that no. I have handed over my decisions to Christ, who is to live in me. So it's an interesting one because yes, when you give your life to Jesus, he takes charge of your life. And he lives his life, your life for him, rather. And then, but because you are human at the same time, you still have the interest. You still have, when you meet someone with a cell phone, you're a thief. When you meet someone with a cell phone, you find the zeal. You want to take that phone and take it away. But you have to remember that you have handed over your power of choice to Jesus. You have handed over your life to him. He's the one now who's living in you instead of you living for yourself.
Very important remembering. Now, lastly, Pastor, because we're really doing just an introductory conversation today, and we're going to be getting deeper as we go with the week. Now, can one happen without the other? I'm now talking about repentance and confession. Are these mutually exclusive?
Nothing can. Now, repentance is not an action. Repentance is a process.
Okay.
Confession is part of that process.
When you say this person has
completed this process, confession would have been a part of that process. So we can't have confession without repentance. We can't have repentance without confession.
I see. Wow. Fantastic stuff. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for the time that you spent with us. And of course, appreciate that you are going to be spending this week with us. Blessings to you. Speak to you tomorrow again.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.